Welcome, podcast listeners, all those Crystal fans out there. This is Dwight House, your host for the Crystal Archive podcast, and you're listening to episode number 10, recorded on June 15th, 2007. Welcome, everyone. This is our 10th episode, and though it's a great milestone, most of the podcast will have little relevant news, mostly focusing on emails from listeners. However, I do have a few things. I'll start off with podcast news. Since the anniversary episode a few times ago, I wanted to ring out the podcast on the, I believe it was the 8th of every month, because that was the date 1 year ago that I created the Crystal Archive. Well, I'm a bit late, so I'm trying, but this episode is a lot earlier relative to than the previous ones, so I'm trying to catch back up. Next month's might be actually be on time, but after that, thanks to me going to DigiPen, I probably won't have time to do much of any kind of podcasting. Or if I do, it'll be really short, maybe once every 2 months or something like that. Hopefully all the big announcements about that sort of thing will come out soon. Perhaps at E3, which is in July. In Star Fox news, recently, last week, I recorded over 90% of the Star Fox 64 voice acting clips, and you can go and download them in MP3 format at starfox-online.net for free. Just about all of them, and we even have a list of the clips I'm missing. And I've already figured out pretty much how to get those last couple, but it's just a matter of going through the game several times. So I hope y'all all enjoy that. I know some of those voice clips are really fun and entertaining, particularly everyone's favorite Peppy's.
Do a barrel roll!
Do a barrel roll!
The next thing is Fox. Fox McCloud was featured on the Brawl website. As you know, they've been doing updates, almost daily updates, except on weekends, about various aspects of the new Brawl game. And Fox was featured himself recently, and you can go check that page out. That's also in the show notes. And it basically, from the shots that they show of him, it looks like he's keeping his rapid dash attack from melee, as well as his rocket boost, which would be his up B from all of the previous Smash games. Now moving on to the meat, the Crystal news. Alright, since last time when we interviewed Cat the Leopardess, who cosplayed as Crystal, there have been several new developments. One thing I've known about for quite some time but haven't had a chance to work on is a code that was discovered by the people at GS Central, GameShark Central for short. And they're a website that does GameShark and action replay codes and stuff like that. And kind of off the beaten path as far as the website go. And they used to, on their old site, have a code for Star Fox Adventures that said you should be able to switch out Fox McCloud's model to Crystal's model. Now you can imagine I was extremely excited about this particular code because that would increase the amount of total cutscene video for Crystal in Adventures to, well, by about, I don't know, 900%. It would be a lot of extra video to record and lots of extra useful for fan films and such as that. And unfortunately, it doesn't work. I've tried it many different variations, and so has Tansoon, who originally informed me about it. Tansoon is, of course, the person who composed the Crystal Archive intro and outro themes. There is a code for transforming Crystal's model into Fox's model, and that does work. You can see some of those videos on YouTube. Just search for Fox replaces Crystal and you'll find the two videos he posted. And those are kind of weird looking, but that works. So I'm trying to figure out how to make this code work. And I think it might perhaps be because I have the original version, version 1.0 of Star Fox Adventures. And perhaps the code requires 1.1, which there I believe is the player's choice version of Star Fox Adventures. So if you happen to have a version 1.1 Star Fox Adventures and an action replay, you can find in the show notes a link to the post I made about this code and the request for people to try it out, because I don't have access to that version. Additionally, if that doesn't work, I am putting up another bounty. If you can get or find a way to make a code in Action Replay that will allow me to record Crystal playing in Fox's part, replacing Fox's model with Crystal for significant portions of the main game in a stable manner, I will send you a check for $50. And that brings up the subject of bounties, so while I'm on that topic, I've also got two other bounties up. If you can find a way to record the audio from Star Fox Assault of the voice acting clips without the background music, and that will probably require some source code digging, but if you find a way to do that, I will also give you $50, and I'll give you $50 if you can provide me either all of the voice clips or a method I can do it myself. And finally, for Star Fox Command, I've offered another $50 for anyone who can develop a way for me to extract, or for you to extract, all of the 2D sprite data from Star Fox Command. I want to have the sprites for all of the characters and for the maps and for the intro sequence images and the ending sequence in images as well. So if you find it, not, I don't need the 3D sprites, and I don't need the I don't need 3D models. I don't need the 2D textures for the 3D characters. I just need those sprites. So if you can do that, $50 to you. So that's my bounties on various Star Fox related products. I look forward to hearing anyone who has any experience with programming can do that for me. That's great. Let's see. The next thing that happened was Fox Hunt / Little Drac. Well, Fox Hunt, who goes by Charlie Fox everywhere except the KLA, has been working on a Crystal 3D model for a long time. You can see he has a page in the 3D projects area of the Crystal Archive. And he's been working on that for years, and I've followed the development of it. Recently, a relatively talented animator who also does modeling, who goes by Little Dragon, has joined the KLA and asked Fox Hunt if he can use the model, rig it up so that it's ready for animation purposes. And Fox Hunt agreed, and they've been working on that for a few months now, getting it all ready and all souped up, modified, and ready to be used in animation and other modeling projects. Well, happily, this model has now been released to the public. Version 1.0 is complete, and you can find that at 448 Studios. Let me make sure right quick. 448 Studios. Yes, that's the correct address. And you just go into there, click on Little Dragon's Horde, and then go down to Crystal. You can see some preview pictures of the model in action, and you can grab the files. There's files for the Crystal model itself and her hair. There's models for her clothing, various types of clothing, and there's additional files if you want to modify the model and such like that. It's compatible with Poser and with the free DAZ Studio application. I've downloaded both those things, the model and DAZ Studio, and it does indeed work, although it's a bit difficult for someone who's never done 3D animation before, so you're going to have to follow the instructions and read up on that if you want to have access to it. But if you can already see a bunch of artists making use of this model in their fan art and posting it on DeviantArt and such as that, and even a few people posting videos already. Little Dragon is going to continue to do crystal animations with the model, and they'll probably continue to develop the model over time. So that's the model. And the next bit of crystal news is in the time that it's taken me to, in the time since my last update to the crystal fan film section of the video section, there have been around, I'm going to say about 15 new crystal fan films. And I haven't had a chance to contact them. And recently, I believe it was 2 days ago, I sent out an email to all of the ones who had videos I wanted to include in the Crystal Archive, asking them if I can host them on the Crystal Archive, as I have done with previous fan film creators. And two of them have already emailed me back. I'm waiting for four more. But at the very least, by the time I get around to updating it, we'll have at least 6 or 9 new Crystal fan films to add to the fan film page. That's more than we have right now. We probably have around 8 right now, so if we had 9, that's doubling it, plus the 5 or 6 others that I haven't received contact from since I emailed them. And finally, whenever I get around to updating the fan art section, there will be around 150 new fan arts to add. So you can always keep up with the latest fan arts because I routinely post them on the Crystal blog. So until I have a chance to upload them to the main page. So now let's move on to site news about the Crystal Archive site itself. I was thinking about the Crystal blog recently, and if you've seen the Crystal blog, you know that when I was talking about this podcast, I have a special announcement to make in relation to the site, and this is one of them. I was thinking about the blog, and I thought, you know, I update this blog a whole bunch more than I do the main page, and it's so much easier to update the blog than it is the main page, and I could do a lot more if I could just somehow combine the two. And I originally had dismissed this because I didn't think I could do everything I wanted to do by using a CMS, a content management system. But ever since I've been modifying a theme for a CMS called WordPress for StarFoxOnline.net, I've realized I can do everything and more than I could do with regular HTML editing in a WordPress environment. So this is the big announcement. The next version, version 3, that I've been working on for the Crystal Archive will be WordPress-based. This means several things. It means, one, the RSS feeds and all that will automatically be handled, and I'll be able to do more updates quicker because I'll have less background work to do. It has some bad news, however, in the fact that because of the way WordPress works, all of my pages will change locations. If you have hyperlinks to a specific, if you have bookmarks to a particular page on the Crystal Archive or hyperlinks from other forums or sites or topics or whatever, they won't work anymore. I think there's a way I can get around it by automatically redirecting some of those, some of the more popular pages to their appropriate new pages on WordPress. So I can get around that a little bit, but for the most part, most of the pages will change location. So that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that I keep having to change the background system of the Crystal Archive, but that's the price of learning new things as you go. So for the Crystal Archive, basically the way it's going to be is it's going to have all the content it has now in pretty much the same order it has now, but on the home page, in addition to the welcome message, I'll be replacing the updates area with the content that you would normally find on the Crystal blog. The Crystal blog will be on the main page of the Crystal Archive. This will let me handle updates and news entries all at the same time in relative ease. So I'm looking really forward to that. In addition, I've heard all of your comments about my redesign of the Crystal Archive. I posted a sample mock-up to the blog, and many of you responded. I'd say about half of you liked it, and half of you didn't. And I've received several tips, pointers on what I could do to make it better, and I've already gone about adding those changes and doing a few other things that I hope will make it even better. So with this podcast, when I post this, I'll also post the second mock-up. So I'd like you to, again, go to the Crystal blog and check and see if you like this mock-up. I'll also put a link to the mock-up in the show notes. And basically what I did was silhouettes of Crystal behind the header, I changed those to the actual pictures, made it fewer of them. I made the text easier to read, especially part of the title. I added the celebrating everyone's favorite fox back into the title. And I've reduced the amount of white space by giving the whole page a black background. The navigation remains blue, but everything's rounded. And the content is white, but has a blue header for the header for the page name of each individual page. And now that I'm going to move it to WordPress, I'm going to have a few other additional features. Hopefully I'll be able to use a breadcrumb system, which means that just below the title it will have links to all the pages above this page you're on right now. So I'm really excited to hear your opinion on all that. And finally, in site news, I've been contacted by FoxBird22, who wants to help with the request I made last time for someone to help me out with the fan art section. And I'll be getting in touch with him soon. I haven't had a chance to meet with him via chat, but I plan to soon. And I'll also be reading a couple emails from him, because reading the email he sent me about it in the email portion. And finally, before we get to the email section, I want to clarify something from the previous time. Ryan Sharp wrote last time in one of his messages about a message that Peppy says when you're in Moon Mountain Pass in Star Fox Adventures. And when I was testing the Crystal Fox code, trying to make it work, I actually did check and see what it said. And it does indeed say that, what he said in his email. And here's what Peppy says on Moon Mountain Pass. Millions of years ago, the second moon of Dinosaur Planet came crashing to the ground, bringing with it strange creatures from space and creating a mutant race of dinosaurs called the Sharpclaw. So, I guess that was pretty much confirms what I thought last time. There's some kind of mutation based on the creatures and or minerals from the moon crashing onto the planet. So now, on to listener emails. So I'm going to read, and this time I'm going to read through the entire message and then respond, instead of responding individually to parts of the message. So I'm going to go ahead and read the entirety of FoxBird22's message. It's pretty long. So here we go. Hey Dwight, you might remember me, I'm FoxBird22, I sent you an email about 2 or 3 months ago. Congratulations on finally earning your bachelor's. I'm sure you're quite happy and excited about that. I have several things I'd like to ask you about in this email, but first of all, I'd like to compliment on your awesome podcast. I think that number 9 has been the best one you've ever done. I really enjoyed all of the questions you answered, and it made me want to mess around with Star Fox Adventures and check out all those glitches that have been discovered. Oh, and I think that place where Tricky runs around at the entrance is at the entrance to Cape Claw, where you have to go in order to get to the Ocean Force Point Temple. I'm especially curious about that poster you discovered aboard the Great Fox. Would you happen to have a link or two to the forums that talked about that? I'd like to read a bit more about it. As you requested us, I've looked at the new redesign of the Crystal Archive. I hate to say it, but I actually don't like the new look. I agree with you that it is much simpler, but I think that the simplicity is the problem. The left navigation side looks great. But as far as the body and title header go, I think you should leave them the way they were in the original version. I looked at your redesign for Star Fox Online as well, and it looks great. I almost think you should try and make the Crystal Archive redesign look more like the Star Fox Online redesign. But you're the one who programs these two sites, so it is entirely up to you what you do. In the podcast, you mentioned that Fox Hunt posts many of his videos and works in forums. Would you happen to have links to those forums? I've tried looking, but I can't find them. Also, you said that Star Fox Command is supposed to be the final game in the series. Is that really true? It seems odd that Nintendo has decided to end the series, but I suppose they're tired of messing around with it just to please the fans. But you did say that Nintendo might plan another game by focusing before Adventures or just after Assault, so I guess it won't be that bad. That actually leads me to my next topic. I'm currently writing a story on fanfiction.net, which is going to be centered around the plotline after Assault, but before Command. My story is going to take place much around Serenia. I have started writing a chapter about Serenity's destruction, which is going to be part of my prologue. Since you're undoubtedly the crystal expert, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind reading over that chapter. I want to keep the chapter as feasible as possible to the planet and Crystal's history, while keeping enough space for the plot. Let me know if you're interested in helping me, and I'll give you some more information. And finally, you have been searching for someone to help you with the Crystal fan art dilemma while you were at DigiPen. Congrats on that too, by the way. And I'm currently in college myself, and I would be interested in helping you out. I know basic webpage design, and I could probably search out Dreamweaver or some other webpage designing program to make life a bit easier. Let me know if you'd like me to help out. Have fun with your redesigning. And my response. Hey, thanks for your great email. In the show notes, I posted the actual image, and I'll repost that again. It's dwightdesign.com/hosted/blog/whoisit.jpg. And the two I's in is it are capitalized because there's no spaces or underscores there. There's also the forum post on Star Fox Online where I originally posted that image, and that's forums.starfox-online.net/index.php?topic=790.0. And I'll also post that in the show notes. And yes, that was Cape Claw, or the entrance to Cape Claw, where that glitch takes place. Thanks for reminding me of the name. I'm glad you like the Star Fox Online redesign. So far, I've had two people like my new design and one dislike it. Could you be really more specific about what particularly you would change if you had your way? And on the Crystal Archive redesign. Right now, most of the places where the models and stuff, Fox Hunt models, are posted in a forum on the KLA that are hidden from public viewing. You need to be a member of the forum, and I think you need around 10 posts, somewhere around 10 posts, to access the PG-13, G to PG-13 area. But I'll post a link anyway in the show notes should you be a member, and I believe the topic is called Shh, It's a Secret, which it's not anymore now, is it? For now, Little Dragon has been posting descriptions of the model at a 3D forum that is publicly available, the Daz 3D forum, and I'll post a link to that in the show notes, but it's forum.dazthreed.com/viewtopic.php?p=816030. I still haven't gone through that entire thread, so maybe you'll find some stuff I haven't. And since I've sent that email, I still haven't looked at everything on that topic. I need to go through that, but I haven't had time to focus on the 3D things because I've been working on the fan film thing and fan art and the redesign and the Star Fox voice clips and all that stuff. Now, to clarify your other part about Star Fox on Star Fox Command, it is the final game in the story, story timeline. It's not the actual last game. Basically, what they meant was when they said it is They won't make games that take place after Command, because that's the end of the story for the characters. But they'll definitely be making games in between games, or remakes. However, I mean, there's nothing keeping from Nintendo from changing its mind. And it wasn't Nintendo who actually made that statement, but the producer of Star Fox Command. And there's nothing really keeping Nintendo from completely changing their mind and making a game that happens after Command, although it's a mystery to me what ending they'll choose. I have opinions about that, but I'll keep them to myself. I think I've discussed them before. In regards to his fanfiction, I say, sure, I'll look at your fanfiction. I can't guarantee I'll be able to read all of it, but I can at least read that first chapter for you. Give you a review of that. And thanks for your help on that fan art section, and I'll be getting in contact with you soon. Now, in response to Foxbird22, or my reply to his message, Foxbird22 sent another email back, and I'm going to read it to you. Not all of it this time, but everything is relevant. So here we go. Thanks a lot for the forum links. Your forum on Star Fox Online, your topic on Star Fox Online, was very interesting. I can't believe how skilled K-Cat is. K-Cat was the guy who did he decoded some of the audio before I ever did, and some other stuff. Anyway, I wanted to see what Assault's coding would hold. Too bad they had it so much more organized. What did you find that was worthwhile though? What you did find was worthwhile, though. I especially liked browsing through what was found about Dinosaur Planet. It would have been awesome to play that and adventures and see how they would have compared. Quite a bit of the original coding was rather interesting to read. Too bad a lot of it was never used, namely more of the crystal's part. Say, I was thinking about something. I doubt it's possible, but would Rare ever send you all of the code they used if you asked for it? You could compile a completely cleaned up file with all of the text variations to post to the Crystal Archive. Oh, and one more thing. A lot of links on your website and forum are broken. You might want to check that out if you still want them to work. I can't believe that the forum went so far off topic either. It was a great discussion. Well, I guess these are the main things I didn't like about the new Crystal Archive design. Number one, the title graphic looks overdone. I think you would have been better off with only one good picture of Crystal with some sort of background rather than multiple faded pictures. For example, I might choose one of her poses from Adventures and get some kind of graphic from Adventures to use as the background. The same thing could be done with the Assault theme. The text is too fancy and hard to read. The font face looks pretty bad compared to Tacoma or Ariel. That's a personal preference, as I find simple fonts like Arial easier to read. I normally use Tacoma or other slight variation of Arial to use in my header font. What you have might look better if you made the font larger, though. And finally, the color scheme could be made more attractive. I like what you did for Star Fox Online, which was gray and red. It would be really hard to come up with a new color scheme that uses blue without copying what you've already done. I think you were better off to leaving the color scheme the way you had it for the original version. I guess that what I'm saying is the new color scheme is too bland and needs some more color. I do have some good comments, though. Number one, the left navigation bar looks great. It's a lot easier to use and read than the current version. And number two, I like the font you've chosen in the header with all the faded crystal pictures. It's both generic and interesting, so it works in whatever sort of header you use. I hope these comments help. And my response was that Rare would probably never send me the coding. They probably don't even own it anymore since Star Fox is a Nintendo license. Plus, no company just sends out parts of its game products to fans. They just don't. There have been some rare occurrences where an individual artist from the project will share an unused render or something. That's what happened when someone who worked on Metroid Prime showed what Kraid would have looked like had he been in the game originally he was going to be. But they'll never send it to me. I highly doubt it. I mean, you'd think that it'd be no harm to ask, but there might actually be some harm, because if Rare is made aware of the existence of my site, I'm pretty sure Nintendo knows about my site, but they may not. And if they know about it, they may say, hey, we need you to take that down. And there's really nothing I can do about it. I'll have to take it down. So it's better off doing what I can by myself. As I mentioned earlier on the podcast, I'll be taking these things that you mentioned into account on my second design, which you can now see on the Crystal blog. And it's just go over there and check it out and tell me what you like of the new version and what you dislike and what I can change to make it better. And remember, I'm going to be putting this into a WordPress theme, so it'll have a lot of built-in functionality that you just can't see from the mock-up. Next is a message from Trinity. How did Crystal learn to speak Saurian, and will there ever be another Star Fox game? It's my opinion that Crystal learned Saurian at an accelerated rate as soon as she landed on Soria, because she's psychic. She would be able to hear the actual thoughts at the same time as the unfamiliar words, or something like that. She would certainly have the ability to learn languages really fast. However, some people do think that it's her native language, the language spoken on Serenia. No telling for that one. We really don't know anything about Serenia other than the fact that it's destroyed. And in answer to your second question, yes, there will be another Star Fox game. And it probably will be on the Wii. E3 might be the place that they announce it, because Nintendo is supposed to reveal a bunch of new titles. Not titles they've already announced, new titles. They're supposedly working on like 60. And that's on July 11th. They'll probably give their press conference, the first day of E3. The next message is from Ryan Sharp again. And I'm going to read through all of his questions and then all of my responses. Is Kat, the leopardess, a friend of yours? Her outfit looks lovely. Kat said something on the podcast, and it reminded me to say her weapon has got to be an Atlum. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Atlum. Some kind of the weapon she mentioned that she used or fought against. I did not mean anything perverted, he wants me to say, when I was talking about the white area on Crystal. He's just curious about that. Happened to see it. And let's see. His next thing is, when Fox found that Cloud Runner on the floating dragon's rock, he said, how do you know Crystal? And the Cloud Runner responded, but by that time, Fox would not have known Crystal's name. My friend who thought he saw Falco and Kat from the last email in the ending credits said that if you listen closely in the Moon Mountain Pass, when the Crozoa appears, you can hear noises on the other end. A voice, he says, is Andross. I did not even pay attention to the words. What do you think? What is Nintendo doing, letting all these companies babysit with Star Fox? After Rare, then Namco, and then Q Games. Namco made Fox look like he missed a few weightlifting lessons and dyed his fur, and Q Games made Crystal look way different. What is it with the many different people messing with Crystal? Most of them don't even know that much about her, I bet. And finally, did you really make a Crystal F-Zero emblem by hand on the controller? My answers to his questions, yes, I'd say Kat is a friend of mine, though we've never really spoken except on the internet through email and chat. And I'm sure she really appreciates everyone who likes her outfit. Yes, Fox knowing Crystal's name is yet another plot hole in Star Fox Adventures. I think I should give him a name. YAP, yet another plot hole. Okay, so whenever I say yap, that means yet another plot hole. There you go. We've discussed before Adventures and its terrible development environment, the 5 years' time of making a complete game only to change it into something else. Sorry to Rare for having to go through that. But in the end, it turned out pretty good. We like the game and we like your character very much. My next response is, as far as I can tell, you can only hear Crystal, Fox, Tricky, and that Crozoa during that cutscene. I can't hear anyone else. Especially not Andross. As far as dealing with the different companies that have made Star Fox games, actually, Nintendo has always let other companies work with Star Fox games. There has only been one game that was produced by one of Nintendo's internal development parties, Star Fox 64, which was made by Nintendo EAD, a first party in Japan. Command had a little input from EAD, but the rest were all second and third party games. All of them. from the very beginning. The first Star Fox game was made by Argonaut Software, I believe, and that was not a Nintendo party at all. Maybe second party, maybe. But, it's not like this is a new thing. They've always been doing this. So, until they change that, we're looking at some variation in every Star Fox game each time. So, it's something we just have to deal with as fans of the series. And finally, yes, I really did. I got a picture. I really did make that F-Zero emblem by hand on a GameCube controller. I got a picture of Crystal and resized it to 64 by 64 pixels, which is what the F-Zero emblems, their dimensions are. Then over the next whole week or so, I sat down and painstakingly found each pixel's three RGB color values, red, green, blue, and transferred that into the game via joystick, and then pushed the A button at the appropriate pixel to put the color there. When I was finished, I had a pixel perfect sticker of Crystal for my crafts. And I wish I could share it with you guys, but there's just no way, no easy way to send GameCube memory saves over the internet. But yeah, it was quite an effort. I actually started working on the Crystal Archive like the day after I finished that. That was another big thing. So that is the last of our questions. Now, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, threats, don't send threats, anything you want to say to me, just email me at dwighthouse@gmail.com, or go to the site and post on the shout box, or go to the blog and post comment on this podcast. Anything you want to do. If you want to contact me, easy to find. I have a contact page on the Crystal Archive and elsewhere. And I hope you've enjoyed episode number 10, probably a little bit shorter than you were expecting, but hey, it's all I can do until E3, when we hopefully get some new information, maybe a new Star Fox game, hopefully some announcements about Brawl, maybe all the new characters. I'm really hoping for Crystal here. Cross your fingers. And with that, this is Dwight House signing off on the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 10.